Houston experts in male fertility with so many different ways to help you and so many different solutions. Go to mancenters.com. It's mancenters.com. Presented by The Y Factor.
Are kids better off in an intact family? You bet they are. This is Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Kids living in a household with married parents do better in school, they're emotionally healthier, and they're more likely to stay out of trouble with the law. If you're in a troubled marriage, of course you should do everything you can to save your marriage, if only for your kids' sake. This includes considering alternatives to divorce. Of course, in some circumstances, divorce is unavoidable. In either case, if you're a man facing a crisis in your marriage, let us help you at Cordell & Cordell. Remember, we're the partner men can count on.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Houston area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 832-844-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Houston, The Woodlands, St. Louis, and by appointment only in League City.
Jill, why didn't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Have some pride. Love your ride. Drive a Lexus. New inventory at northsidelexus.com.
Traffic update on your home of the Houston Texans. Houston's sports leader.
Sports Radio 610.
And it's sponsored by Renaissance Dental Center. So delays this morning on the south loop westbound at Crestmont. There's still a hazmat spill there. Cleanup underway, but it is blocking a right center and the entrance ramp. The Southwest Freeway northbound at the west loop, there's an accident blocking a right and two center lanes really slowing you down from Belair and I-10 eastbound at Cedar. Watch out for some road debris. It is blocking a center lane. Looking to stand out? Choose Renaissance for benefits experience that stands out so you can too. They partner with clients of every size to offer a smart way to do dental, vision, life, and disability insurance. Ask your broker about Renaissance or visit renaissancefamily.com. I'm ready for today. 81 degrees right now from the TexanRoofing.com weather desk. Amelia Escobar, Sports Radio 610.
If it happens, it happens. It's not a big deal. I'm just trusting the process that OB and the organization has. Half a million, I know it's a good plan, so I'm just kind of going with the flow and seeing what the game plan is for Thursday.
Will tonight be the first time we see Deshaun Watson against real competition since that famous Sunday afternoon up in Seattle? You'll find out coming up in about 12 and a half hours right here on Sports Radio 610 with Mark Vandermeer and Andre Ware. Sean and I have the pregame at 4:30 today with the Texans countdown brought to you by FCL Dental. I want to do three things that we believe about the Texans right now. I just jotted down three. These are three things I believe are going to happen over the course of this season, and we can discuss. One, I think this team is going to have some big wins this year against high-level competition, but I also think they're going to have, like, two, maybe three losses that were coming in here on Monday, and we're like, what the hell just happened? The offense didn't do anything. They were shut down. This was a really odd kind of performance, given how much talent there is. Well, I shouldn't say much talent, but how much ability there is at quarterback and receiver on this football team. Two, I think Tyrann Mathieu is going to have a big season. I'm a believer. And three, one thing I'm specifically looking forward to is I think Romeo Crennel is going to make a big difference, not just with the defense overall, but specifically the secondary. I think that they will not look nearly as clueless, even in the games that are tougher and when you face better offenses. I think Romeo's scheme in the secondary will be far superior to what we saw at times from Mike Vrabel last year.
I would piggyback on that one just to add to it, because one of my three points would be that Romeo Crennel is going to make a big difference on the defense. And I wasn't focused on the secondary as much as I was with the linebackers. I think the fact that they have three young inside linebackers and a couple of whom could also play outside linebacker in a 4-3 means that you're going to see a lot of different looks executed effectively this year. I think they're gonna mix up. They've mixed up 3-4 and 4-3 looks somewhat over the last few seasons. They just didn't do it well with Vrabel. They didn't have a clue what they were doing. I think they're gonna do the same thing, but they're gonna be a lot more effective with it.
When healthy, they have five above average players in the linebacker core. In that middle linebacker, you've got McKinney, you have Cole, you have Cunningham, and an outside linebacker. I'm a big fan of Brennan Scarlett. But and I could say, you know what, put Brennan Scarlett in there. So you got six, you have Clowney, you have Merciless as well. Like, they're loaded at linebacker. Secondary, Mike, yeah, I think you are in the right direction here. We'll see if it actually pans out that way, because I'm still wondering how the pass rush will look and if Watt's going to be that effective when it comes to pass rush. But you assume with Clowney and Merciless back that the pass rush should be back in some capacity. And even if it wasn't necessarily as dominant as you wanted it to be for most of last season, they did have five sacks against a struggling Patriots offensive line, and that was with J.J. Watt probably not playing at the kind of capacity that you want to see him at. So there's that potential there. The secondary needs to be better this season if they're going to go anywhere, obviously.
Yeah, there's no question that part of the secondary being effective is they're going to need a good pass rush. It's not going to be – this is not one of those secondaries that I'd be confident that they can – because sometimes it's like chicken or egg. Is it the pass rush or the secondary? I don't think the secondary is good enough yet to where you'd say they're going to cover – long enough that it's going to allow the pass rush to get there.
It'll definitely be there's no chicken or the egg. It's going to be the fault of the secondary.
Yeah.
As long as everybody's healthy for the most part, then and if guys are getting torched deep, it's the secondary's fault.
My three things. They're going to be a very frustrating watch, but they're also going to be a very enjoyable, frisky watch. You're not going to be sitting around on a Sunday hating your life watching these games, which we felt a lot of last year. I think you will see a couple of games where, whether it's an O'Brien game management decision, a poor, ill-advised Deshaun Watson throw, or perhaps a game where the defense just isn't there, they're not tackling well. I think there will be a lot of moments like that, but I think there's also going to be a lot of wow moments at the same time.
That's where it's so strange. In trying to figure out exactly what Bill O'Brien is as a coach, you can't give him a pass for just how bad the offense was last year. Like, okay, you lost Deshaun Watson. That's great. You had a quarterback that had been in your system for several years, and some offensive linemen that had been in your system for several years. You had DeAndre Hopkins out there.
Got to develop them.
They were scoring less than a touchdown per game.
Yeah.
Like, it was, you look at some of the numbers from the offense last year, with, despite having seven games with Deshaun Watson where he was putting up numbers at a breakneck pace, they're still almost dead last in all these various categories because they were so horrendous. Like,
yeah.
it was that bad. But the difference is that, yeah, okay, Deshaun Watson made it a whole lot better. I think the fact that the offense was so bad, it does speak to some conservatism with Bill O'Brien, where he's more scared of messing up than he is of going out and just actually getting the jugular.
I can see that.
If, as our friend Texans Bill called Deshaun Watson the head coach whisperer, if Deshaun Watson is a true head coach whisperer, one of the best influences you could have on Bill O'Brien is to just flat out be more aggressive in critical situations, whether it's short yardage, whether it's deep in the enemy territory,
yeah,
whatever it might be,
oh,
just
yeah,
be more aggressive in critical situations.
Oh, definitely. As the 2-3 yard situations, you have Deshaun Watson. You should have the entire playbook at your disposal instead of deciding to give the ball to Lamar Miller up the middle. The other two of my three things, I believe, about the 2018 Houston Texans. I think Will Fuller's going to have a huge year. I think he's going to be healthy the full season. I think his hands are getting better, and I know how fast the guy is. Add a little bit of bulk. We'll see if that slows him down in any way, shape, or form. It hasn't sounded that way in training camp. I think he's going to have a monstrous season. If I were drafting in fantasy football, I would be watching for him towards the middle of the draft, if he even lasts that long. And I also think, for number three, that Deshaun Watson is going to firmly establish himself as a top 10 quarterback, might even do so as a top 5 quarterback in the league.
One thing I like about Will Fuller is there's always this question in the NFL, sometimes when a guy gets too good, do you use him on special teams? Will Fuller, I would 100% use as my main punt returner. Like, that to me,
I would
helps his value on this team a lot, especially on a team that's been bad on special teams for roughly, I don't know, 10, 12 years, something like that. I think quietly he's one of the better punt returners in the league, and despite his issues with his hands as a receiver, I don't think he's dropped any balls as a punt returner at this point.
I don't either, and catching a punt is really, really, really hard. I think if you're going to have a guy like that, you, in bad situations, if you're losing and you're getting a ball punted your way, you have to put him in. You don't necessarily have to do it every single time, but I feel like he should be in the mix as a punt returner, an option as a punt returner. If you want to keep him healthy, fine, but he is your best returner and the best returner the Texans have had at punt returner in a really long time.
I'm going to say this. Rick Smith will probably never get the credit for some of the good things he did with this current team, including Deshaun Watson. I think, though, that one of Rick Smith's weaknesses was in populating the team with guys that could play special teams. And I'm not talking about just special teams aces.
Agreed.
You know, like, you gotta have a couple special teams aces, and that's fine. But overall team speed and overall just flat out having guys that are capable of playing special teams goes a long way into not being as bad as you are. Like they have Brian Peters. He's a good special teams player. That's great. You just need more guys that can play special teams. I think Brian Gaine is more genuinely committed to getting those types of guys. Mike, you're trying to figure out how long the Texans have been on special teams. It's been as long as Rick Smith has been GM. They were pretty solid on special teams. Joe Marciano was considered a solid special teams coach before Rick Smith got here. Joe Marciano, now with the Detroit Lions, is again considered a pretty solid. People in Houston are shocked when I tell them this. A lot of times they get angry with me.
Yes.
When I'm like, listen, you know, the Detroit Lions actually have a pretty good special teams, and Joe Marciano is the coordinator. Like, nope. It's not true. Like, what? You haven't watched the Lions special team.
No need to.
No, it's not true.
Can't be Joe Marciano.
Absolutely not. Partly it's not Joe Marciano. I mean, it's not his fault that they're as good or as bad. He can only do with what he's working with, and it does the GM supply you.
That's
a good
one of the things we've learned for the last couple of years. It's not about the coaches. They've been through all of these coaches, you know? Like, all of these coaches can't be horrible.
I agree.
The personnel, you have to have it better. Maybe Johnson Bettemosi makes a difference, and we'll see. I'm skeptical still. And
Our frenemy, Pavesex Roberts, says that Iggy Azalea is going to ruin the season because DeAndre's with her. She's going to be like the Khloe Kardashian.
Well, we haven't really confirmed that, right? I'm really confused as to what's going on. So she was on Miami's Y100 radio channel. She was in a game called True or False. When she was asked if she and DeAndre Hopkins are a couple, she said, quote, yes, we're in a relationship. But at 10:33 last night, just before I went to bed, quote, I'm single with the girl shrugging emoji and the smiling while blushing emoji.
She might have done this thing that a girl named Sue did when I was in high school, where all of a sudden I was her boyfriend without ever actually even having the discussion with her. I was just told by her friends were like, so you guys are going out, huh? And I'm like, I am? Like, this psycho just started telling her friends that I was her boyfriend. Like, we'd been flirting for a while and everything. I think we went on a date, but that turned into, like, that I was her steady boyfriend, and I don't know. And you know what I did? I went along with it. It was really cool. I was like, I'd like to get something out of this.
Something's clearly going on here.
Yeah, so I think maybe it was news to DeAndre that Iggy was his girlfriend, and they called, had a phone conversation, and he had to explain to her that, no, you are not indeed
my
girlfriend.
What a power move if he was the one that did it. That would be, honestly, that's good omen for DeAndre Hopkins this season. He's like, listen, girl, it's been a fun summer fling. I know I took a couple personal days from the Greenbrier to hang out with you, but I'm just kidding. Someone tweeted that at me, and I thought, those personal days. Where was DeAndre Hopkins?
You're saying this? He's Danny Zuko. He's like, it was a summer romance, but then when he sees Iggy Azalea once the school year starts again, he's like, yeah, what do you know? I'm not.
Maybe he's not like that, but he's like, by no chick. I'm a football guy. Football.
Danny Zuko is one of the coolest guys who ever dressed goofy and danced in a movie.
I don't know who Danny Zuko is.
Oh, yeah.
Who the hell is Danny Zuko?
God.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know either.
I'll accuse you, Mike, because of your age. Paul claims to be this Broadway aficionado.
Hang on a second.
It's like one of the greatest musicals of all time.
Yes, I've watched the musical, but I'm going to remember a random character's name. It's like, hey, look, it's Greaser 1, Greaser 2, Greaser 3, John Travolta.
Yeah, I grew up where girls still had like Danny Zuko posters on the wall.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Zuko.
By the way, Iggy Azalea also apparently put on her Instagram story yesterday morning a video of her wearing a thong, and with the caption it says, I have to violate myself just to block y'all from trying to body shame me. And then she's on Instagram.
Who body shames her?
I don't know, but she's grabbing her posterior. She's like twerking. She's like spanking herself a little bit. She's pulling up her hiney a little bit too. It's on World Star Hip Hop's Twitter. If you really want to check
that,
it out.
What's that have to do with you just saying she wouldn't be doing that? What do you think, DeAndre is a jealous type?
I don't know. All I'm saying is this is what's going on in the life of Iggy Azalea. Okay. She was on her Instagram story just twerking in a thong and spanking her butt. Mm-hmm. The thing is, like, to show that she has a nice butt.
Who's that she's dancing for? Tape Tex Roberts showed me this. Is that like?